Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I have another wonderful guest joining us today. Without further ado, I'd like to bring out our guest, Donna Peroni, on our station. Donna, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm having a great day. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear that. So why don't you tell our audience, you know, a little bit about yourself and your company?
Yes. My business, Gravity East Village, is located here in New York City, and we're a wellness center, but we specialize in something called colon hydrotherapy, also known as a colonic. Not sure if you've had one, Arthur, or not, but you know, it's a great, there's great benefit to having a colonic. Most times,
what is a colonic? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes our elimination is just not complete, you know. I think we've all experienced that, where we go to the bathroom, we have that poop, and then it feels a little incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we're just feeling a little bloated and we're not really sure why. So a lot of times those waste products, not the most glamorous work that I do, gets trapped. So I help people to feel better, and this supports the immune system and creates beautiful skin and just, you know, helps you to feel a lot better.
Wow, that is nice. So, you know, what kind of got you into this profession?
What got me into it? Well, I started my journey back in 1989, and I changed my diet, and I went on a vegan diet. I eat plant-based for over 30 years now, and part of the reason why I did that is because I was having some chronic yeast infections.
Mm-hmm.
And acne and various problems. So when I changed my diet, I healed myself, and that started the whole trend of learning more and more about holistic health, which led me into learning about how to detox the body. And then I had the acne that I had actually did not go away, and that's when I experienced my first colonic in 1997. And then with that experience, after doing a series of colonics, my skin cleared up. So then that led me to more research, and I was just dying to do this work and help people feel better.
That's interesting. And how does, backed up waste affect, you know, the face? Yeah, how does it affect the face?
Well, I mean, the body is a whole entity. So, you know, the colon is considered the garbage pail of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when waste products are trapped and been in there way too long, it kind of dries out and can even stick to you. And new poop or new food can leave the body, but it bypasses the old. So if there's an environment of those trapped waste products in the colon for a long time, the intestinal floor may not be in the best shape, obviously, because it's living in a morbid environment. And then the whole body's not going to benefit by that situation. So your blood may not be as pure and clean, and every organ in your body may be a little inundated by obstruction or waste because the colon just can't do its job properly. So then the body will respond possibly by trying to get rid of that waste in a way where you're going to have acne. The skin is one of our biggest, if not the biggest, eliminative organ of the body.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of background does someone need to do what it is that you do, like education or even experience?
I'm a certified colon hydrotherapist, and I have a team of therapists at Gravity. We do a Gravity Method colonic, so that's our specialty. And I've been doing this for 15 years. So, but we're all certified and hold insurance. We also offer other services like a coffee enema session, that's a liver cleanse. We have an infrared sauna, so we help people detox of heavy metal toxicity, chemical toxicity. Also, it's great for relaxation to use an infrared sauna. Nice to have a private sauna session. Also, I do some kinesiology testing called quantum reflex analysis. So I muscle test acupuncture meridian points to determine what nutritionals might be needed, how to support the body that way. and I have a bionetic scan, which also can help read the body in a homeopathic way or energetic test to see what might be going on that might help someone if they have a nagging health problem and they can't seem to figure out what's going on.
Wow. And how's COVID-19 affected, you know, your business?
Oh, yeah. You know, we were shut down for the 4 months, but we are open now. But, you know, it's a time of the year where people haven't quite come back yet. So I absolutely would love to see more clients coming in. I'm very hopeful that we will get through this time. But, yes, we are trying to get back to normal, and I think it's going to take a while.
Okay. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding your services?
Yes, they could check out our website at gravityeastvillage.com. They could call my office. I'm happy to answer any questions they may have at 212-388-9788. And you could find us on any of the social media platforms for Gravity East Village. And, yeah, those are the best ways to contact us.
All right. Thank you, Donna, for coming on, you know, spending, you know, some time of your day with us and having this conversation. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And for everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.